cucumber trees growing up on Rich Mountain.
Yeah, is that the same thing as a...
It's in the magnolia family.
I see. Tell me more. I've heard that mentioned with magnolias, and I've never been able to find anybody who knows what a cucumber tree is. Would you describe more about it?
You can see this little magnolia up here on the hill.
Yes.
And they have a different leaf and a little different flower to the... I don't know the difference in their names, in the magnolia name. Lana could tell you, or Miss Eileen could tell you.
I see.
Eileen quotes you the botanical names for nearly any of them. Weeds or anything else.
That, it'll be a long time before I forget the luxury of having a neighbor come and tell you where to go find some white bile sac. That is a luxury. You say she has a degree in
botany. She has a master's degree in botany.
She's great. Did she grow up around here?
No, up around Mena and over east, the east part of Polk County, and well, she was born over just in the edge of Montgomery County.
I see. That made quite an impression on me yesterday.
She lives at Mena. She's retired. She and Lena run around a lot together. They're going next week to over to Lake Texoma, some kind of scientific meeting. Lena said they was going to talk above her head, but she wanted to go anyway.
It'd be fun. She seemed to know every road and every...
Oh, yes. She goes all the time.
To get back to the trees along the stream that I don't think the tape was on, you say they're mostly... there are very few poplar. They're mostly
sycamore. Yes,
it is sycamore. Do you have anything called mountain laurel?
No. Now there's a wild azalea that a few people call a mountain laurel, but it isn't a laurel at all. It's it's in the azalea family.
Mm-hmm. Is that supposed to be poisonous?
No,
it isn't. Mm-hmm. What poisonous things do you have?
Mostly poison ivy and poison oak.
I see. Do you have anything that if cows eat them, might kill them?
No, I don't. Now there's a... I forgot the name for it. We always, in this area, called it a he-huckleberry. And it wouldn't exactly kill them, but they'd go about half silly. Yeah. And slobber and lick your jaw plumb back to the ear.
Is that right? I wonder what must be some kind of drug.
It is. It has some kind of drug. I don't remember what it is. But it does have a ill effect on a cow.
But
there's a certain kind of weed that they'd find on the south side of a hill in a pine thicket where it grew, and they'd cook that in some fresh sweet milk and drench a cow with that, and it just cleared it all up.
That's a fascinating thing as to